broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Vistage Executive Summit, broadcasting live here from Boston. And I have with me Jim Rouse, who is a chairperson for Vistage, and he's going to give us a little bit of perspective on the day. He's our last interview today. And Jim, I would love for you to share what you took out of today and what you think the CEOs who were present here, the 250 or so CEOs who came today, today really got out of the day today.
I think the takeaways are very individual for each member. They all seem to take something a little different away from these events or the speakers that we have at our Vistage meetings. But today, I think the emphasis, of course, as you know, is on 2020 leadership. And, you know, for the most part, preparing for 5 years from today. Where are their businesses going to be 5 years from now? Are they prepared for the next 5 years, individually, as a company, for their employees, for their families? And that was the emphasis of today. And I think a lot of them are going to walk away from today's event with a little bit more on their minds with regard to, you know, where am I going to take my business in the next 5 years, and am I prepared to do so?
Mm. Who was your favorite speaker of all the speakers today?
Well, I'm a little prejudiced here. The final, we had a number of three, I think, Vistage members who spoke in a TED Talk type format. And the last speaker was a former member of mine, Kevin Gosnell, who was a founder and leader of a small company that he grew into a, you know, a mid-sized company over the last 30 years. And Kevin was diagnosed with ALS about 6 months ago. And in a lot of cases, people, that's a devastating diagnosis. And it can, in most cases, I think would result in someone going back, putting their life in order, and waiting to, you know, to succumb to the disease. And Kevin, it was devastating for Kevin as well. But instead of doing that, what Kevin has done and what he described to the crowd here today was, you know, he knew he only had so much time. He only has so much time. He wants to do something to help this cause, to try to cure this disease, even though it won't help him. And he's been working diligently to put together all the myriad of different fundraising groups that are involved with ALS, trying to put them all together in one cohesive unit so that there's no waste. There's no waste of time. There's no waste of money. And so he's been working on that, and he's been fairly successful with his with the startup of ALS Nights. And also he's done a remarkable job in putting together the top researchers in the country who, for no fault of their own, have never worked as a cohesive group. And he's been a dynamic guiding force in bringing them together to work together. So there is a better use of the limited funding for research, better use of time, which is the essence of everything. And I'm just so proud of him. I've only known him a short time, only about 2 years. But just seeing this dynamic individual who's been given this devastating diagnosis turn it around and make it into such a positive, I think he was my favorite speaker of the day. And that's no disrespect for our other speakers who were fantastic.
Yeah. So as you kind of think about putting an end cap on the day, lots of great ideas, lots of great thoughts. You know, we have 250 CEOs running around getting all these tips and ideas on making their business better, getting questions answered. What are your thoughts as a chair and, you know, working with CEOs and how they can get what they've gotten out of today to be more than just a couple good ideas or a couple bullet points that they've written on some paper?
Well, the one of the essences of Vistage is accountability. And I like our the other chairs in our chair group and in with Vistage worldwide. It's our responsibility to hold our members accountable for what they learn, what they tell us they're going to put into, tell the group they're going to put into action. And so I think this will be a moment in our meetings going forward where we'll harp back on some of the things we've heard today about preparing your business for the next 5 years. Many of our business owners who are in our groups are baby boomers who are starting to think about at least transitioning into that next phase of their lives, and their businesses will have to transition along with it. That this will give them, and having the chairs and the other members holding each other accountable, give them a pathway to looking at 2020 in the future and putting a plan together, if they don't already have one, as to where they personally and where their business will be 5 years from now.
Mm. And so let's, you know, go a little bit deeper into the accountability thing. What are you going to do with your members and your group next month?
Well, I think my next group meeting is in 2 weeks, so this is going to be very fresh in uh-huh. everyone's mind. And the subject of our meeting, which will be an all-day session with, we won't have a speaker at that meeting, will be, what did you get out of today's out of the executive summit that you just attended? And because most of my members were here today, and what action items are you going to take? Are you going to take no action, you know, for the next 5 years? And we've been talking about this whole 5-year plan since the beginning of the year, because we've been emphasizing this whole 2020 vision this year. And I've told them, and we've talked about being prepared to discuss their individual 2020 vision. And that's what this next meeting will be. We've been talking about this, you know, intermittently throughout the year. You've now experienced a whole day event where this was emphasized, and we'll be looking for individual plans as far as where they want to take themselves personally, where they want to take their businesses, and then we'll set action items and so forth from there.
Mm. So we've had a lot of technology people on the show today, and one of the comments that was made was that it's really difficult to plan for 5 years when technology is changing the business environment on almost a daily or hourly basis. So how do you look at and how do you counsel the CEOs in your groups to balance that, those two things, the trying to have a vision and a plan for 5 years that in truth you may have a plan and, you know, some technology, some movement may happen and that plan may be obsolete in a matter of months?
Well, when I ran a company for a long time, and our 1-year plan was always pretty hard and fast. Our 3-year plan was not quite as hard and not quite as fast as our 1-year plan. It was a roadmap, but a pretty firm roadmap. And in a 3-year time frame, it was doable. And that 5-year plan was somewhat of a roadmap. It was a strategy that always had room for flexibility. And I think that's in this day and age, with as things change, whether it's changes that come from world events or from technology, or in our individual companies, it could just come from a market change or something within their individual businesses or markets, that they have to be prepared to make the changes, to react to changes as proactively as possible. But again, the emphasis would be, you know, stay hard and fast on your 1-year plan, and then be able to be flexible from there on.
Mm-hmm. So to close the show and the broadcast for today, I would love for you to just expound on what it is that you find inspiring about what you do and working with CEOs in the middle market.
Well, as I said, I ran a small public company for 12 years, and I had never heard about Vistage at that time. never had received a phone call. And to be quite honest with you, I probably never would have answered the phone call had I received it. But about 3 years ago, I was fortunate enough to attend a meeting as a guest. And when I left that meeting, the first thing I thought was, I really should have been a member of one of these groups. There were some decisions that I made that I probably would have made differently, or I at least would have brought to this group, to the group. And maybe there were some decisions that I would have made very differently, had a group of peers to bounce these ideas off of and my feelings off of. And I find it very rewarding to now work with these people. I don't have to make the decisions anymore, but it's just inspiring to see how our companies, our Vistage companies, tend to move a little quicker than others, tend to be a little more successful than others. And I truly believe it's the power of that peer group, you know, that they benefit so much from hearing the stories and the philosophies and the actions of those other 12 to 15 people sitting in the room with them on a monthly basis and helping them solve their problems and solve their issues.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me with you at the Vistage Executive Summit. And I hope you have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.